April 16th, 2015, this is our Freedom Formula group coaching call. And so we've got one person so far, and that's Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dana, as I swallow.
You showed up a little early, as did I, so I thought, hey, why not get started?
Sure.
Say again?
Oh, I just took you off speakerphone, so the quality would be better.
Ah, fantastic. What can we cover? What questions can I answer?
Well, you pretty much helped me in the Facebook group with the specialties list that I've been really wrestling with. What's uppermost on my mind right now is all the negativity that's kind of a tornado around me.
What kind of negativity?
Well,
my living situation,
it's outside, and I'm trying to remain positive in the midst of all of this negativity from other people. But it's bringing negative things into my life. And it's hard to remain positive when you have, like, I'm being blamed for things that are outside of my control and stuff like that. So.
Got you. Sometimes being positive isn't necessarily the thing to be, or isn't, let me see how I can say that. It's not necessary to keep moving forward. So sometimes when things are going not as well in one area of life, as opposed to trying to be positive, which kind of feels like it flies in the face of what's happening, right? It feels like the antithesis of what's happening, so it feels false, or it can. Another route that you have is almost like a stubborn determination.
Okay, that's kind of what I was calling positivity. Is, you know, I'm not responsible for this. I'm not going to let her get to me. And there will be light at the end of this tunnel.
Well, yes. I don't know that I don't know that the last part is necessarily necessary, because that does move more into the positivity side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost more of a factual place than it is a positive place that I've gone to in situations like that. Because sometimes when things around us are tumultuous, it can be hard to feel or think positive things in general. So rather than think positive things, I think factual things. So rather than saying there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I'll say, this is temporary. This is going to end. This passes.
Yeah, okay.
So I just need to ride the storm. So it's not so much that it's going to be sunshiny later. It's more just thinking factually, because you live life long enough, you realize there's generally curveballs that get thrown at you throughout life. That's a part of life that doesn't stop. But how we respond to them is what can get better. We can get better at that.
Yeah.
And swaying all the way to the positive might not be as emotionally available at the moment. However, swaying into factual is generally easier, because factual doesn't require feeling good. It just requires remembering how life works, which is that curveballs come to an end. They all do. They always do. So it's more like, okay, fine. You know, it's almost like you can even do it through anger, because anger is easier at a time like that.
Yeah.
And anger is it can be used as a powerful motivator. It can be used as fuel or gasoline for the fire. So in this case, when I said stubborn determination, what I meant was almost like, in terms of the situation that's, like you said, the tornado that's outside, it's coming from the perspective of, all right, fine, you know, she's being this way about it right now. I don't have a, you know, that's just what's happening, and this is going to pass, and then there's sort of like a, probably an anger somewhere in there about how she's proceeding with this and feeling unfairly blamed. And then so I can channel that anger. I suggest channeling that anger into, because the anger is energy. Mm-hmm. Anger gives a person energy, right? So channeling that anger into doing whatever you can be doing. Not necessarily for that situation, but for whatever else is going on in your life. So in this case, I would channel my anger into, you know, I'm gonna tear up this specialties list. And when I say tear up, I don't mean literally tear it up.
Right.
But I'm gonna make this happen. Damn it!
Right. I'm charge up this energy.
Charge up
this specialties list. Yeah.
I'm knocking out this specialties list. I'm moving on to my free consult. I'm gonna book some of these things. Damn it! And so it's kind of taking that that anger energy. And just kind of like charging it in your business, using it to like supercharge your business, and then allowing the outside tornado to just be factual, not positive, not negative, just factual. Like, okay, whatever, mm-hmm. she's being a pain in the butt, this is going to pass, somewhere in here a solution is going to come. I don't have it yet, but a lot of times, I don't know if you've noticed, you'll be doing other things in life and you'll get an idea when you're not thinking about it.
Right, yeah.
You'll get a new idea for a solution, or something shifts energetically and there's some kind of open door or breakthrough. And so that's why when I re-channel myself back into my business, I'm not just sitting there stewing on the problem, and therefore mm-hmm. I'll get these ideas that just pop into my mind.
Yeah.
And that has been my strategy.
I've been
in those situations.
I've been reminding myself that this situation, this living situation, is an improvement on where I was, and I managed to manifest this living situation, so I can manifest another step.
Nice.
Don't know where it'll come from yet, but it's coming.
Love it. And, you know, try out that stubborn determination thing and see how you like it. Because it's, I guess we can name it as a three-parter. So step one, and by the way, Jenna, I see that you've joined us. So hello, your microphone isn't on at the moment. I'm just going to wrap up this last thought with Mary. So step one is to think factually about the tornado. And Jenna, in case you didn't know what the tornado was, it's when something else in your life isn't going well, not to do with your business, but something that's kind of sucking your energy or taking you down in some way. Step two is to channel the anger into determination in your business. And then step three is allow new solutions for the tornado to arise because you aren't thinking about it. And that allows your unconscious to think about it and serve you up some ideas later on.
I will put those into practice.
Yeah. And I'm going to come over and open Jenna's microphone. Hi, Jenna.
Hello.
How are you doing, darling?
I'm fine. I heard what you said to the lady on, I don't hear who it was, the lady on the line about the tornado. I totally get that with the outside external influences and what you're saying about not letting them blow you off course, the tornado. So I get that. I totally get what you're saying, and I appreciate you sharing that. Life in London is poor, I guess. Personally, it's weird. I think I've just come through. Now I've stopped and I'm sitting here taking a minute. I think I've just come through a tornado myself, because I've had two funerals and a man back from Afghanistan, and life going on around me. and lots of movement, the specialties list, doing that was great. I really enjoyed that. Just a lot of stuff going on. But now that I've, it's really strange because now that I've been through, now that I can see that I've been through a load of stuff, lots of things have been happening, and emotionally it has been trying, but I've just powered through. And now I'm on the other side, and I'm like, oh my God, I've been through a lot, but I hadn't realized it, and now I can't remember it. Personally, it's not affecting me. I don't know if that makes sense.
That's
a bit crazy.
It does. No, it does.
But it
you
does
cleared the
feels,
brain deck.
Do you know what, Dana, it's been... Sorry?
Oh, you cleared the brain decks and you're on to the next thing, so it's harder to remember what you've been through because it's been cleared from the brain deck.
Yeah, exactly. And I, if you, it's only when you, I was listening to you talking to the other lady and I thought, oh my God, you know, I have had a really... busy time of it lately, but I've just knuckled down and just got on with it, and I have this deep resolution, especially after doing the entanglement work and the imprints and sort of clearing a lot of my personal stuff out the way and cleaning myself on the inside. I feel much better and more equipped at being able to just deal with life, and like you said, stuff is stuff and fact is fact, and just get on with it. And so having that kind of mindset where I can just deal with things has got me through. And I've had my moments, don't get me wrong, I've had my moments when I have cried. And I was honest, I needed to be honest about that, and I shared that with my Facebook family. And the response was brilliant. So knowing that there's the support out there, even if people don't necessarily understand what and why I'm doing, there was a lot of love out there, and a lot of people felt free to release their own stuff as a result of me releasing my stuff. And what that did was reinforce in me that I'm on the right track, that what I'm doing is okay, you know, because I'm nervous about going down this road that I've never run my own business before. I've never been on this journey before. I'm not surrounded by people who are entrepreneurs who have this mindset. I'm pretty much on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And so having the feedback every now and again is really reassuring, and sort of touching base with yourself and with some of the ladies in the group as well has been really nice. It's really nice. It can feel
good.
I think that's the thing that I've had to come to terms with, is the fact that, you know, there is a part of my journey that I have to walk alone because it's mine, and I'm sort of like the first person that's out of my circle to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And coming to terms with, it's okay, it's totally okay to be frightened and to be nervous and to be anxious, and if I wasn't scared to death by my dream, then it's not my dream. It's not big enough, kind of thing. So yeah,
yeah.
I'm fine. It's really nice to touch base with you. It's lovely.
Well, what questions do you have about what you've been working on? Is there anything that I can clarify?
I think I'm okay with, I understood the specialties list I found was was really good in terms of getting me to focus and actually realize what it is that I do and how I help people and how I can apply that. So that was fantastic. So I started to break that down and it got quite small. And the thing I wanted to know is I broke it down into tiny atomic fragments, and I think I might need to regroup them a little bit, restructure them, because it's almost like I've got too many, and I'm not sure what's the best way to structure them, because I did a specialties list, and I posted it on the group, and I know that I've got some feedback on it, but I realized that because I have different things that I can do, that maybe I need a specialty. I don't know if I need a specialties list for each specialism.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And Mary, if you want to go into the Facebook group and open up her specialties list, and we can do that with yours in just a moment as well, I can teach both of you some concepts at the same time. So one is, it looks like you're shifting a bit in what you're doing for people. I wasn't familiar with the public speaking part of it before. Was that a new addition?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, well, do you know what? That's happened organically. really, because that has just been, because I've always spoken up, and I've gone to more and more things. It just seems to have become something that people want me to share with them what I do. Like, how do I hold a room for the people, and how do I speak?
Okay, got
and
you.
Somebody asked me to do to run his meetup for him, to guest host it, and it went down really well. And that has just sort of sprung up by itself, and it's something that a lot of people, I realise, need help with, and I didn't know, and it came from nowhere.
Okay, let me back up then. Who's your audience? Who is your target audience?
For the public speaking
or target market?
Aspect. In terms of the public speaking?
No, in terms of right now, you should just have one target market that you're targeting.
Yeah, personal development for professionals who are looking to improve their communication skills. They are my target market.
Okay, great. Okay, got you. So, okay, public speaking comes into communication because it's speaking, and then personalized for you, it has to do with, okay, got you, different aspects of communication. Light your fire has to do with, what does that have to do with?
The inner work.
Gotcha.
Aspect.
I see it now. Okay. Personalized for you.
The public speaking, I think, because I think it, that the public speaking aspect was funneled down from, because I had communication skills, but the communication skill that most people that I've seen to have come across is public speaking. That's the actual skill that they want to master. So it's become, so it's gone from communication skill is like an umbrella, but public speaking is the thing that seems to be what people want.
Oh, when you were interviewing people, it wasn't just communicating in the office and being able to be amazing at communication so that you don't cause problems, you don't respond in an angry way and start fights, you communicate in a way that doesn't ruffle people's feathers, communicating in your own personal life relationships, those things weren't as on top of the list?
Sorry, I didn't hear the last thing.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, I didn't hear the last thing that you said.
Oh, were those things that I just listed also on top of their list when you interviewed people?
Yes.
They were.
Were there.
Okay. Is public speaking higher on the list of what people want before the other communication stuff?
I think so, yeah. It is.
Okay.
I never saw it coming. That's the thing. It's like, whoa, this is new. But it's
okay,
what,
sure.
What the people,
I don't,
when I've had to reassess, I'm like, oh my God, people actually want to speak.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not saying that there is a right answer because I haven't interviewed your population. I just wanted to make sure that public speaking belongs on the top of your specialties list. If it is a more desired topic, it should be near the top. So, available to master. Okay, so you ready to take some notes?
Yes, I am. Hello?
So, the skill set available to master is talking in a passive tone of voice. And Mary, this is for you as well. Just take notes on the elements that I'm going to teach. And so the skill set available to master sounds a little bit like, if you don't know what passive voice means, I'm just going to use another way of talking about it. It sounds a bit like a textbook. It's a bit professional, or it could even veer into stuffy. We wanted to have more pow and pizzazz and zing. And so to say something more like, you can master, or you can develop, or you can become, or you can get. Even.
We're talking about Brits here, so it's get, isn't it, really?
Ah, okay. Well, even you can master, because it makes it about them. It's a thing,
yeah.
Psychologically, people like the words you and your in a lot of marketing.
Yeah.
So if you can say something like, you can master. Now, sometimes people don't like the word master because they think, oh, it's so far away. It's so hard to get to mastering something. So sometimes you might want to even test taking that out and just have it say, you can gain. Or you can,
right.
So, you know what I mean? Like something more not so lofty as master.
Okay, yeah.
And then we want to create sexier names for some of these. So infectious enthusiasm, that's a sexy name. And by reading the title,
yeah.
I can already guess what it's about. Components of communication is not a sexy name, not sexy enough at least.
Yeah.
So instead, you'd want to name it something like confident, competent communication. I'm just using the words that I saw in the sentence underneath it. Or influential
right, okay.
communication. Influential communication is also actually really good.
Yeah.
Confident comebacks, that works. It's sexy. It's confident comebacks works because it's sexy. It sounds like a title, and it's illustrative of what it's talking about. Hold on, let me turn down this room. And forget the fear and be amazing. Fantastic. It's illustrative, and it's also, like, fun and sassy. Content review and feedback. That you mean speech review, right? Oh, no,
yeah.
You mean style and delivery review. I would
yeah,
call that...
Whatever they... Sorry, go ahead.
I would call that something more like stage coaching or speaking coaching or on-the-stage coaching or spotlight coaching or... something if that has to do with them being literally on stage and you're coaching them. Like, this is how
yeah.
you, okay, you should gesture more here. Okay, smile more. You're not smiling enough.
Yes.
Talk louder. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Perfecting performance and presenting. I would take the word perfecting out because, again, too lofty, and it puts people in the wrong mindset.
Right.
You never want students to think about being perfect. Because it makes them fail. So perfecting performance and presenting. So you can just put a new word there, a new adjective, like spectacular performance and presenting.
Right, okay, I get you.
See what I'm saying? Personality
yeah,
projection,
totally
great, that works. Effective language and articulation. Effective isn't as sexy as it could be.
Okay.
So something language and articulation. Like sensational language and articulation. Or I can't think of a single word that represents this, but something that grabs attention. You know, attention-grabbing language and articulation. Or clear language and articulation. Maybe this is about clarity. I'm not sure what you're teaching when it comes to that piece.
Yeah,
it might be just
a rich. What type of? Sorry.
Ooh, rich language and articulation.
Yeah,
that could work.
Is that
so?
Because that's what I want them. I want them to have a language that's like creamy and buttery and delicious. It's how I would think in my mind. That's what it's like. It's really
yeah.
calorific. Ideally.
Yeah.
If
so
I'd like to
play with some
train.
Adjectives to replace effective.
Okay.
Successful networking, probably you want something like something more descriptive and a little sexier than successful networking. Successful networking feels a little flat. It's descriptive, but it doesn't
mm-hmm.
have as much pizzazz as it could. So something more about like come
okay.
home with, you know, 10 new leads a night or something. It doesn't have to be that long, but even if it's more
yeah.
like work the room networking. Yeah. People talk about wanting to be able to work a room better. Clearly
yeah.
explain your ideas is really kind of similar to effective language and articulation, but maybe what you want to speak to here is more about clarity. So maybe you want to call this something like
yeah.
crystal clear, something or other. So the idea you're punctuating here has to do with crystal clarity. Objection
yeah.
handling. Okay. So maybe something a little bit more, again, a little more sexy.
Say no to no.
Huh?
Say no to no.
Say no to no. I don't think that's descriptive enough for them to understand it's about objection.
Right, okay.
So saying like object, keeping the word objection is fine. Handling is the part that needs more sexiness.
Right, okay.
So it could be like dance with objections. It could be like objection deflector. It could be, you know what I mean? There's a lot of different ways to try and kind of play with that. Set pace is not descriptive enough of why is it important to set the pace. So if you want more proactive engagement and audience participation, that should be the title. Audience engagement and participation, something or other. So think about the end result rather than the process. Set the pace is the process. The end result is proactive engagement and audience participation.
Okay.
Unless you want to just talk, you can make another one about, I just read the words here, dynamic, interesting pace. Maybe it's secrets to being dynamic and interesting.
Right.
As the title.
Okay.
Improved rapport. Improved is the part that falls flat. Rapport is what we're helping them have, and we want to increase, bump up improved, because improved just could be like one notch better. So, you know, jazz that word up so that it's something more powerful.
Okay.
Love the limelight. That makes sense. Reduce stress levels, feel calm and in control. I would take the word levels out. You want to make these titles as short as possible,
okay.
So trimming away some fat is good. Be cool. That's nice. Confidence training. Training is where it falls short because that's dull sounding. I mean, to us it isn't.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
descriptive of what it is. But it it doesn't have as much pow with the word training. So, like, you know, sexy confidence. Anything, right? Just
okay.
something and confidence. Confidence
yeah, okay,
with another
yeah.
word at the end or a word before the word confidence. Control negative
yeah.
thoughts might be banish negative thoughts.
Banish, okay.
Something like that. Color personality profile. This is useful if somewhere in your talk, either on the article that they read before they have their private session with you or during their free consult private session, you've got to talk about the importance of the color personality profile so that when they get
yeah.
to this part and they read that title, they say, yes, I definitely want that. So they have to be educated
right, okay.
in knowing what that is before they get to the specialties list.
Yeah.
Such that they can then go, oh, color communication mastery, success strategy, and action plan. Team player mentoring needs to make more sense to a layperson. Because I'm a layperson, and I don't know what that means, and therefore I don't know that I
right.
want it. I'm
okay.
just going to skip over it.
Right.
Assertion coaching. Do you guys call that assertion rather than assertiveness in England?
That's the terminology.
Okay, great.
You can use assertive.
I statement training.
The word.
Okay. I statement training, that is communication jargon. I statements is a type of communication style. Unless there's some way that you can let them learn about what that means, you're going to have to change the title to something about what I statements do for you rather than the title of the communication style. The I statement training is the title, whereas what it gives you is what you wrote is ownership, clarity with intentions. But what I know about I statement training is it is a defensiveness deflector. It is a defensiveness qualmer. So it's sort of like get what you want when you communicate. Like get the result you want. Because the half the point of using the I statement is to make sure that the other person doesn't get defensive so that they listen to what you say and they stay calm and they can empathize with you, and at the end of the communication they respond in the way that you were hoping, because you haven't upset them while you were communicating, so that you can get to a solution. So rather than, you can see the strategy that I'm using there when I think through how to name a thing. I'm thinking, oh, I statement, that's the name of the communication style. They're not educated in that. It's not going to make any sense to them. Well, what's the end result if I use an I statement? Oh, I get what I want. I'm more likely to get what I want. I'm more likely to get a win-win solution. So maybe it's win-win solutions or win-win outcomes for problems.
I think that's even better.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm also showing, I want to illustrate the strategy that I'm using for naming, because you're going to need this for the rest of your business life. Because you always have to name stuff, and you'll always have more specialties lists or additions to your specialties list. Let's see, aspire to inspire. Cute, let's find out if people respond to that title or not. Aspire means to try, so try to inspire, I feel like, doesn't have as much pizzazz as it could. Sounds right, voice coaching. If it were me, I would change sounds right to something like something more powerful. Sounds right is a little bit factual sounding, whereas, you know, full and resonant voice coaching, something to that effect. Resonant voice coaching, I'm not sure. Something in that realm. Empowering audio and video coaching, I would jazz that up somehow. Are you saying that the methodology is audio and video coaching?
Yeah, because what?
Okay, take the methodology out. Remember, no process. Nothing about how a thing is delivered or how a thing is done. So take out audio, video coaching, and it's just empowerment coaching.
Okay, brilliant.
Masters of motivation. This would more be like master motivation, if it's more about them mastering motivation.
No, it's not.
High-powered inspirational quotes, videos, by me reading it as a layperson, I don't know what that means enough. And ideally we want it to mean something enough that I can guess. And coming down to this last piece, light your fire, what do you want is not something that I would want. Meaning, if you were like, this is my specialties list, which of these things stands out to you as something you would want? If I read, what do you want, I don't want that. So it needs a new name that's more descriptive. Stop your thoughts training. Maybe stop your negative thoughts and then just take out training.
Stop negative
thoughts.
Take out training from everything.
Yeah. So just the result. Yeah. Stop your negative thoughts. Yeah. Train to change the record. Are you saying that's enough?
Sorry?
I was going to go through these last five with you. Do you want me to go through the last five or do you want to pause?
Yes, please, of course. Yeah, now that you're doing it, I can see what you're doing. Yes, please, go through them.
Okay, so train to change the record. I'm not sure what that means. Oh, the record in your brain. Change your self-talk or change the broken record. Hey.
Yeah.
People usually know what the broken record means, what it alludes to. The power of I am. Kind of interesting. It's a little bit mysterious. So people might choose to say that out loud if simply for the mystery factor, although it doesn't give enough of a clue of what it means, power of I am. Instead, the end result has to do with what? Getting what you want. So
yeah,
maybe like something about getting what you want. Get what you want more often than not. Something about getting what you want. Because, again, you're naming the process. The process has to do with I am statements. So name the end result instead, which is about getting what you want. Finding freedom in forgiveness. Cool. That is illustrative. Erase and go. That needs to be more descriptive somehow. Okay, gotcha. Maybe like erase negative thoughts and blast off. I think what you're in essence saying there. Guided meditation and visualizations, that is naming the process. So we want to scrap that. And instead, what do they get when you take them through the meditations and visualizations?
Peace, calmness, clarity.
It, but you also said in the descriptor there that they're actually you're actually going to help them manifest, right? Or is it?
Yeah.
Does it? Maybe this piece has to do with calm, clear manifestations or clear, powerful manifestations.
Yeah.
Again, end result.
Okay.
And I'm taking some of the words from your descriptor to create that or what you just said. Last one, anchor new habits. Action plan. Cool. We may not need action plan. We might just want to anchor new habits. Because action plan is the process, right? You're creating an action plan for them or with them. If we take out the process, then it's simply anchor new habits. And that's the end result.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Brilliant. Yeah, totally. I understand exactly what you mean now about what is the end result as opposed to what are you do? How do we do it? What is the end result? No, I get that. That's totally fine. I can work with that. I get it.
Awesome. And
that's brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me open up Mary's. Oops, it's just on my front page. Back.
Excuse me.
Let me also turn on Mary's microphone again. And okay, Mary, are you ready to take notes?
Yeah.
Jenna, if you want to open up Mary so that you can follow along and get more practice.
Yep.
Mary's specialties list.
Got it.
And Mary, purchase domain names is the process. So this would be about website foundations or like website setup or set up your empire, something like that. Because setting up your empire for your stuff starts with the URL.
Yeah, I tried to set these up in order.
Yes, that's fine, but let's just play with the names here.
Right.
So, the title here could be like Build Your Empire or Foundations of Your Empire as opposed to Purchase Domain Names. And then the first thing can be Secrets to Choosing your Domain Name. Or they might not know the word domain, so it's Secrets to Choosing Your Website Name. Might be how that's written. It's a bit long, but it's just one possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that you've written this, and Jenna, this is for you to learn as well, the way that Mary's written this is more like marketing copy that would go on a website or a blog article.
Right.
Why buy your own name? That's like the title of an article maybe, or something like that. It's an element that would go in what's called education marketing, which is what we're doing. We are doing something called education marketing. It's what I'm going to be teaching you more and more how to do. And with our specialties list is not about education marketing in the same way. We're actually using our specialties list to this is something that I didn't say in the videos, but I'll tell it to you now, so maybe this will help frame why we name the things the way that we name the things. You're creating your own signature programs. And in signature programs, different elements of the program have signature names. So Freedom Tribe is my signature name for my signature, one of my signature programs. The Freedom Formula Accelerator, signature name for a signature program. But Freedom Tribe's name is not work on your family entanglements and childhood imprints. It's Freedom Tribe. And although Freedom Tribe is actually a name and it's not illustrative of what the thing is that we're doing, on my specialties list, it's called Family Entanglements and Childhood Imprints. And those names I chose because they are descriptive enough that people can kind of guess what they mean, even if they've never heard of family entanglements or childhood imprints before. They may be a little off, they may be a little wrong, but they know that one has to do with family crap and one has to do with childhood crap. And so the strategy is the same for each of your specialties lists. What we're doing is we're creating your signature programs, and we're naming different aspects of your signature programs, which is why we want to give it a creative title. And I'm asking the title to be descriptive in the specialties list because of the way that we're using the specialty list, which is to allow people to have a quick sneak peek into everything that we can do for them without us having to pitch them, because pitching is boring. So that's why I keep helping you and encouraging you to switch your titles to something that is namey, that has a sexy aspect to the name or something that's kind of got some pizzazz, while also being descriptive, because we're trying to name elements of your signature program. And so just to give you that framework, coming back to number two here for Mary, which is why by your own name. I don't know that this belongs on the specialties list at all.
Yeah, probably not.
You can use a domain name beyond a website. Okay, so that one does belong on there. Rather than almost using a literal sentence that makes sense to name it, let's give it a name, which would be something like, well, this is a little bit long as well, but Secrets to Making Money off Your Domain Names, for example, if that's what you're talking about, parking, things like that.
Oh, actually, I was thinking of forwarding. Using domains
okay.
Forward, you don't need to post every name you have.
What's the purpose of forwarding? What does it do? Again, I'm going to always direct you to the end result.
Purpose,
what's the end result of forwarding?
The purpose I use them for is to individualize a company's link, and because internet opportunity companies. Often get their links blocked in social media. But if you have an individualized URL that you can then forward and mask the company's link to, then you can kind of get around
the
block.
Oh, you're talking about like Bitly?
Kind of. Bitly doesn't block
a website name.
I'm talking about buying a website name.
And then anytime you have an affiliate link, you're going to use your own website name and have there be a landing
yeah.
page? Okay.
Well, it can be landing pages. It can be video sales letters. It can be whatever. But I use GoDaddy, so I'm familiar with that one. You go into the domain name you've purchased, and they have two options. There's a forwarding where you just forward, you can just use it.
I'm
going to
pause you for a second, my love. That's
okay,
because I want to get through more of your list in time.
Anyway,
notice that you are starting to talk to me about process again.
Yeah.
you started telling me, I go to GoDaddy, and when you buy a domain name, you can either forward it or you could do this. That I want to pull your brain away from process and away from what you do as a practitioner, even while we're thinking about the specialties list, because I want to train your brain, because you're going to have to use this for the life of your business or any business
yeah.
you do. You have to constantly think, what's the end result for the client? What's the end result for the client? What's the end result for the client? And only think in those terms. So in this case, it's like, well, it is like secrets to making money, secret ways to make money with URLs, or like multiple streams of income with URLs. Like that. And then we've got blogging. So we want to put a sexier adjective in it, like, well, hot blogging, blogs that convert, blogs that make you money, blogs that get you clients, something like that. And then this is more a laundry list of what you're going to teach.
Yeah, I realized after reading Jenna's and Heather's that basically what this whole list is a training. This is entirely a training.
Yeah, so let's take a look at what some of the end results that your clients are going to get are. So first of all, they're going to get a powerful blog or a hot blog or something like that. So that should be one of the titles. Build, get free leads, get lots of leads, superpower your leads. There's something about leads in here. I want to say something, and this is not the word we should use because the word is master, but it's something to the effect of like master your – it has to do with knowing how to work the inside of your blog because you wrote this thing about operating a blog. So something about – you need a title that represents operating a blog but sexy.
Comfort, like, get comfortable, familiar.
But you want sexier than that. Comfortable and familiar.
Yeah.
Well, like work – know your blog like the back of your hand, but it's not know your blog. It's know how to work your blog or know how to create your blog. Or, oh, you know what? Simple blog creation. Done.
Okay.
Because you're going to simplify how to set up the blog for them or simple blog setup. You know, blog creation comfort. don't have a subject to blog about. Something about getting good at topics and niches. Like, man, that word master is stuck in my head right now, but you're going to not need to use it. Master topics and niches. But it's not master, it's something else.
Right.
You know? Get good at, but that's not sexy enough. Use a thesaurus for that. Keyword doesn't even belong in here. That's part of the process.
Yeah,
so you need to go back and think about what else do people get as an end result once they learn about blogging. So there's going to be stuff about like, I mean, think about what's the end result of keywords. Make your blog get found. Get traffic to your blog.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to start. You've got to sit down and make a list of all the end results.
I'm right.
And end results are also things like blog writing ease. Right? Article writing ease, secrets to sexy articles that sell, attract your ideal clients now. Let them find you. Clients, let's see. Clients, quote, ready to sign up, end quote. Those are all end results of what having a blog does. And then some of the end results of what you're going to teach include the things that I said earlier, like, you know, blog writing, article writing ease. Because one of the things that people think about is, damn, I'm going to have to sit and write articles all the time. How am I going to figure out how to do that? How am I going to run out of stuff to talk about? Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, include what are the end results of not only having a blog, but what are the end results of once you teach them some stuff, what are they going to be able to do or have? In this case, article writing ease, ease in article writing. Going to capture pages, that's jargon for your field, so we need to name it something that people would understand. So
yeah.
What is that? Websites that get you clients? List building. This is list building.
List building. That's,
in part.
Yeah, that's list building.
So build your list. And if people don't know what that means, I might have to say, like, build your list of prospects. Build your list of clients. Sexy landing pages, or it is using jargon, which I'm a little bit hesitant to do, but software secrets rather than software suggestions, or let the software do it for you, or software that makes your life easy. Enticing titles, just taking two words out of that next one and repositioning them. Hot pictures, patterns, and backgrounds. And if you look here, so I'm going to train your brain right now. Take a look at what to avoid. Tell me the end result, or brainstorm some of the end results. Once you teach them what to avoid, what are some of the end results?
Better pages, better conversion, which is a jargon. Greater numbers of sales.
Go, good. Okay. Secrets to online sales, or secrets to higher sales. And then you also said conversion. So is sales replacing the word for conversion?
Yes, sales are basically
Excellent.
Conversion, although.
Okay, wonderful. Then that's a great way. Well, conversion is sometimes just getting the email address. That's covered with list building. So
it's used as both.
Right, but what I'm saying is we're trying to delete the word conversion, since laypersons don't know
right.
what that means, and you're replacing it with two separate titles in this section. One had to do with building your list, and one has to do with increasing your sales, and that effectively eliminates our need to use the word conversion, which is jargon.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to match the page to the traffic type. Okay, at the end of you teaching them how to do that, what's the end result? Or what are some end results that are possible?
Well, this all leads to increased sales. And that one is, well, actually, that one probably is a money saver.
Great.
Because
so
they're not.
Okay. I'm going to pause you. You don't. All you need to say is that one thing that you said to me. This helps them save money. Done. End
yes.
of thought. We don't need to hear the process.
Okay.
Try to restrain yourself from talking process, even to us. because I just want you to get used to not talking product to anyone. Yes, it is. It is. It's a total transition for all of us. I went through it too. But I'm going to have you practice while we're together so that we start the habit now and together. And so you nailed it on the head, and that's a new concept, saving money. Awesome. What's a creative title? Let's brainstorm some creative titles for saving money. And Jenna, feel free to, are you still with us?
Yeah, of course I am.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
feel free to join in, because
when I was
working with you, I was just kind of going down your sheet and just slightly adjusting some of the words. And I, because you were already in the place where you had practiced creative title writing, and with Mary, we're just getting her started in creative title writing. But I also, Jenna, didn't give you an opportunity to practice while we were on the phone together. So if you have some ideas, feel free to jump in as well.
I've been taking a few notes, and I was looking. I know that you say I was thinking about the word master, and I don't know. It depends on how Mary feels about it, but I like some experience. Skillful. These are words that I was looking at. I was doing some thesaurus looking at the same time.
And in this particular case, where the title we're looking for has to do with saving money.
Okay, I like the word
ka-ching.
Some creative.
Ka-ching?
Ka-ching. I don't know if that's a British thing, or if that works translates
no,
well.
We have it too.
Well, ka-ching, ka-ching. Works for me, because that's money.
But it's not quite descriptive enough, because as a layperson, if I read that, I think, oh, money, but what about money? It doesn't let us know about saving money versus making money. So how can we make it more about saving? Speaking to Mary as well.
Raise profits? Or
bank it?
Raise profits has to do more with making money.
Right.
Bank it has
to do with putting money in the bank. It's almost like keeping money or saving money, so it's closer. But not saving money as in, hey, I've got some money, I'm going to put it in my savings account, which is what bank it sounds a little bit more like.
Right.
Yeah, like not wasting money.
You can even use something as simple as secrets to saving money. You don't want too many secrets of on the same page, on the same specialties list, but that's a possibility.
I like that, save money, just save money. I think it's clean and clear. It's not very sexy, but I quite like that one. It says exactly what it does on the tin.
Yeah, we do want to add something to it. So secrets to saving money, or saving money secrets, something like that. You can come back to that, Mary. Next one says you need to... True marketers use tracking and split testing. So what is the end result?
Know where your leads are coming from. It increases customers, and you know where they're coming from. You know which
knowing where your customers are coming from is not going to be something that a layperson cares about when they don't understand online marketing yet.
Well,
identify.
That one out.
Huh? What?
Identify.
I would say.
Pinpoint.
I would say something like pinpoint your money makers, or pinpoint your money making sites, or something like that. Although, pinpointing your money-making websites sounds a bit overwhelming if I'm a layperson who's not at all into online marketing, and I think, oh, God, I'm going to have multiple websites that I have to, like, run and manage, and then I got to figure out which one actually makes me money. That sounds like a lot of work.
This could be pinpoint money-making sources.
That, yes, I like how you're thinking because it makes it sound less overwhelming. However, to a layperson who doesn't understand online marketing, but they're used to doing things, like think of working with a coach, right? Somebody who's not in the online space. Think of working with someone like me who, before I got online, where all my marketing was done live and in person as a speaker at events. And
mm-hmm.
you say to me, pinpoint your money-making sources. I'm like, I already know what they are. I got one-on-one clients, and then I go and speak at events and sell from the stage. Like, what do I need to pinpoint? I can already see it.
Can you single out?
I don't think they'll understand.
Online. Huh? Pinpoint online money-making sources?
Great.
Or single out. That was the other one.
Or discover or find. Got some choices there. Now, again, one thing that we need to be cautious of here, Mary, is so far a lot of your titles are very long and still a bit descriptive.
Right.
Pinpoint your money-making, pinpoint your online money-making sources.
Well, oh, yeah. No,
It's also still a bit process, so it's like, how can we shorten that so it's
Discover works, Dana. You said discover. That sounds good from, because I don't know anything about marketing, online marketing. I'm completely virgin to that.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me more, that would entice me.
Great.
A lot of the, reading Mary's list, as somebody who's a virgin to internet marketing, I'm a bit scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit scared. Where something like discover, if you're almost speaking, bearing in mind I'm quite a playful person, so it's almost like enticing a child. What would you say to a child who to get them in? And so that would work on me, like discover.
Ooh.
Pricks my curiosity.
Discover.
I'm not so intimidated.
Discover gold mines online.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it even shorter.
That works.
Right? Discover gold mines online.
Mm.
What's the other thing, Mary, that
because
you said?
Somebody
that,
like me,
ooh,
I find that frightening.
Say again?
Frightening. Internet marketing. Internet marketing for
right.
somebody who, I am a complete novice. So it's frightening and very intimidating. But if it's playful,
mm-hmm.
then I don't feel so scared because it seems so daunting and complex. From my perspective,
exactly.
So much jargon. There's so much jargon and big words and processes.
Yep.
And stuff I just
yep.
don't know.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
you nailed it.
Make it fun.
So, okay. Well, we are at our time to wrap up, and what I recommend to you, Mary, is I don't know if you're doing this already, but make play dates on the phone with other students in the accelerator. Well, one, first step would be redo your specialties list with using the concepts that we've used today, we've been talking about today. Get it to its second draft. Once it's at its second draft, then call up your fellow students, make play dates on the phone, where you help each other out with whatever it is either of you is working on. And so you ask them, what is it that you're working on that I can help with? And for, 15 minutes or 20 minutes, you help them brainstorm and give them feedback and whatever it is they need.
Okay.
And then for the next 20 minutes, they help you with your titles. And they try to help you upgrade your titles. And a lot of students are probably at the place now where they need to practice their free consults,
mm-hmm.
including you, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the other thing to do is call up other students and create play dates where one at a time, since it takes about an hour, You know, one day Jenna plays practitioner and you play client, and some other day you play practitioner and you run your free consult and Jenna plays client.
Okay.
And
yeah. I understand the process.
And so, Jenna, your specialties list is completely ready to go. After the adjustments we made today, it's at a good enough.
Yep.
Again, we're trying to just get you guys to a C level. It's good enough that it's ready to be used, and it's time to turn your attention to just booking as many free consults as possible.
Woohoo!
And doing them. Because I think I don't remember, your price packages is also, was it not already at a ready-to-go state?
Yeah, I just borrowed liberally from your good self. Just went with it.
Oh,
yes.
Actually,
yes.
It's not quite ready to go. Okay. Remember that the main thing that they're paying for is coaching, or
yeah,
whatever the, like, they should kind of only be paying for one or two things that are bullet pointed, and the rest are all gifts.
Right, okay.
And there's too much on here. There's too much to take in, and there's too many words. If you go back and look at my specialties list, there's probably only, what, 4 or 5 bullet points per section?
Yeah.
So try to whittle it down.
Price packages we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take out the newsletter, for example. It's fine, but it's not adding anything. The thing about price packages to both of you is that they need to be very short, simple, and sweet, because any time that you're adding to confusion at the time of purchase, the person is less likely to purchase. Simply because of the confusion, not because they don't want to sign up. And so you want to make it as easy as possible for them to see the difference between your three packages. And so if you look at my example up there, the top package is private work with me. The middle package, I don't remember if I used a private group blend, and then the small package is just group. Or you can do something like the small package is just group, the middle package is seeing you only twice a month, and then the top package is seeing you once a week, or something like that. Let there be a very clear thing on the first line, the first bullet, that makes each package completely clear as to why it's different. Let the first bullet point on your price packages.
Danny, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I can't. Right, okay.
I can't help the breaking up because I think it's... Mary, am I breaking up to you?
Well, it all sounds a little fuzzy to me.
I think it's a little bit fuzzy, but that might be because everybody's microphones are turned on. Let me just try turning the microphones off. Okay. I'm going to try saying that again. The first bullet point, let me just use this as a format for now. I'm going to teach this as a formula. In your three packages, the first bullet point should name what is the main different thing about that package. So big package, first bullet point, private sessions with Dana 4 times a month. Middle package, first bullet point, 2 sessions with Dana a month. Private sessions twice a month with Dana. Smallest package, first bullet point, group coaching. And then the 4 or so bullet points that follow are the bonus gifts. And they're gifts. All the rest are gifts. The reason they're all gifts is that what people are paying for is the coaching. Everything else is a gift. When you don't make it a gift, sometimes what happens is clients will try to say, well, can we take this out and this out and this out and make the package cheaper? And the answer is no, because what you're paying for is my time. Whether it be 4 times a month or 2 times a month, that's what you're actually paying for. And so I recommend that all the other things are gifts, so that if somebody says, I don't really want this, you say, great, it's a gift, so you can just not use it. But it doesn't change the package price. And you don't even have to say that, because it's clear that it doesn't change the package price when you say to them, it's just a gift, so just don't use it. Could you hear me better now?
I totally understand. It makes the price packaging makes much more sense to me now. I get it.
Okay, great.
I see what they're paying for. I understand the differentiations between them now, because I felt kind of bad putting it together. I was like, oh, God, I felt a bit uncomfortable. Because I was a bit unclear about, well, what exactly should you be paying for? But you're paying for the first thing, and everything else is just a bonus. You can't argue with me on price.
Yeah, you can't haggle with me about the gifts. And
yeah, exactly.
Really,
no, I get it. That makes much more sense. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. And then I know you have a lot of gifts, Jenna. See if you can simplify the gift somehow so that there's only maybe 4, you know, your biggest package can have like maybe 6 gifts. Make it short. Like there shouldn't be these big paragraphs. If you look at how mine is written, just use the title. And for that matter, you'll also see on mine that I actually either underline or bold. I think I used underline. The most important part of the sentence or phrase. So it might say something like, the first line might say, 4 60-minute private one-on-one sessions with Dana on the phone or Skype. The thing that I underlined is private one-on-one sessions. Because what I'm underlining is what draws their eye. Whatever I underline is what draws their eye. So if they're skimming, which is what people do when they're reading your price packages, they need to have a marker for what part of that sentence to skim. And the only part I need them to skim is this top bullet point has to do with private one-on-one sessions. And then my next gift might be the Freedom Tribe weekly group meets Wednesdays at noon. And then the only thing that's underlined is Freedom Tribe as a bonus gift.
Right.
And the reason for that is you never hand somebody your price packages and let them quietly read it to themselves. You always tell them, oh, okay, open it up. Is it on your computer? Is it open? And they say, yes, I got it open. You say, great, let me explain it. There's 3 different ways to work with me. The first way, you get to have, we meet once a week for private sessions. And then you get these 5 extra bonuses. One is Freedom Tribe, where we get to do that family disentanglement work that you heard about earlier. And they're like, oh, yeah. Another bonus is to get to come to my once-a-year big event where we work on your business.
Yeah.
You know, called Cha-Ching. And the only thing that's underlined there is, like, Cha-Ching event, for example.
Yeah.
And you're kind of just – you're describing what's in the package. And then you go to the next one. You say, the middle one, we meet twice a month. And you get some bonuses there. And usually some of the bonuses are the same, so I don't even name it. I say you get some bonuses there, you get Freedom Tribe, you get to come to that event. And then the gold one, or the mini one, is the group coaching program. And so what I'm trying to illustrate to the listener is they need to understand what's the main difference between the 3 packages quickly and easily. And so I'm trying to illustrate top package, we meet every week. Middle package, we meet every other week. And smallest package, we meet as a group.
Yeah.
And then they can quickly hone in on, because my next question is, so what are you attracted to? Or what way of working are you attracted to?
Okay.
And then they say,
I get it now.
Then they say, I'd really love to be able to see you once a week. I mean, that would be my dream.
Yeah.
But right now, for money's sake, I probably should just stick with twice a week. Or, You know, okay. I think I want to just get my feet wet with the group process and see how I feel. Am I able to upgrade later if I like it? Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, now I understand the bigger picture. I understand it. That's cool. Brilliant.
Awesome. Should I make a video that says
it's much more?
That
it's much, was, I understand it now.
No, I'm just saying. I don't remember exactly what I said in the video where I talked about price packages, but was that not as clear in the video? Like, maybe I should make an addendum
video.
Do you
know what it is? I think it's just me. Because it's the way I think. It's the big blue sky thinking, isn't it, really? So I need to, now that I can see the bigger picture, I understand the detail. Because it's detail that I struggle with, isn't it?
Well,
I don't really understand the little step-by-step bits. I see the big picture.
But this is exactly how teaching should be done. You should first be given the bucket, and then you say, now here's the information you put in the bucket. Or another way to say it is, here's the umbrella, the overall picture of how this works. And now let me teach you some of the details of how to set this up. So that's not a you thing. I think that's a general practice anytime you teach anyone anything. So if that wasn't clear in my previous videos, I'm actually going to make another video speaking to that.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
Because you've just explained it, and now that you've explained that there's a secret sauce formula that you're playing with, I understand the smaller steps more, and I can understand it also on a feeling level, because like I said, I was struggling with, oh my God, I want to make sure I give people value for money. Do you know what I mean? But now I understand what you're really paying for is my time, and I'm giving you a bonus, and all these other things are actually a gift for you, and you can't haggle with me on the price because they're gifts. I get it now.
Yeah. And however, those gifts do pack the package with more value.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly.
They are getting more goodies, more time, more services, all kinds of good stuff. But I don't want them to have a leg in because people start doing things like, well, if I take half of these extra things out in the top package, can you bring down the price by half?
Yeah.
It's like, no, because I have to see you four times a week. So I learned that the hard
brilliant.
Way over the years.
Oh, bless you. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that will save you a lot of, because I struggled with that for years before I figured out, just make it all a gift. Make it all a gift. The only thing they're paying for is the direct time. There's no, they totally understand now when I phrase it that, when I put it on that way on the paper, that they're paying for the coaching, they're paying for the one-on-one time.
Yeah.
If you start taking sessions out of that, the price goes down, and that makes sense for the price to go down. If you only want to see me three times a month instead of four times a month, and we're creating a package that fits in between the middle and top, some kind of intermediate package, okay, we could do that.
Mm.
But other than that, they're all just gifts. So, good. Fantastic. Are both of you, have you gotten to practice your one-on-one session, your free consults with anyone yet?
No, I haven't even tried writing mine.
You both spoke at the same time. Jenna, what did you say?
I haven't, no.
And Mary, did you say also no?
Correct.
Okay. Is there anything that's hard about it? Let me rephrase that. Is there anything about where you're at with that that's holding you back or slowing you down?
Well, Mary speaking here.
No.
Sorry, Mary, go ahead. I heard you first.
It was the specialties list. I'm such a one thing at a time person I have been focusing on specialties.
Okay, great. And Jenna?
No, it was just the personal stuff. I had, like I said, I had two funerals to go to in the last couple of weeks. I've been just drained and I haven't focused on it, but I'm fine now.
Okay, great. Just wanted to see if there's anything
I'm fine. I'm back on point.
Okay,
no.
Great. Just want to see if there's anything I could add.
No, because I've spoken to Merrill.
Okay.
No,
he's on top of... Good.
So,
And
so Meryl and I are in contact. He's had a recent, sorry.
Yes. He has also had a recent death. And it's just kind of running through society right now. Mary, I think the best strategy for you is to do your second draft of your specialties list. And let me know if you can manage this. Have you done the work you need to do on your free consults, namely writing your questions and writing your mini stories?
No.
Okay. Once you finish the second draft of your specialties list, I would start booking play dates, but then immediately start working on your call script, because the play dates will only happen when somebody else happens to be available and their schedule matches. So I would move on to the free consults and get a first draft of that going, and then start booking play dates for that as well, so that you've got two things that are ready to practice, since the play dates it doesn't rely on you, right? You have to rely on somebody else having the time and your schedules matching up. So in order to use time the wisest, you'll want to get that free consult stuff written as fast as possible in the in-between moments when you don't have a play date about your specialties list, and then to start booking those play dates for the free consult as well. Does that make sense?
Sounds,
is that doable?
It makes sense. It sounds very time-consuming. And I already have two other part-time jobs that pretty much fill up my life. So I can certainly do some brainstorming about my specialties list and maybe some, you know, trade the favor and work on someone else's specialties list within the group. And I can physically start to fill out the consult specifications for myself. But to add in more conversation time on the consult is more than I'm going to be able to fit into at any kind of 24
hours a week. Yeah. What is your time that you set aside for working on this business stuff?
It's basically in the evening when my internet at home is unusable.
Okay. And that starts at what time?
When the sun goes down.
Okay. So I guess what I'm suggesting is, let's say for the next three, I'm just making up a totally fake schedule.
Okay.
For the next three evenings, you're finishing your second draft of your specialties list.
Okay.
And you might start already booking some play dates for next week. This week, just because you need to plan ahead. And then on the weekends, do you have time to work on your business or no?
No. My part times are 7 days a week kind of thing.
Great. So it's weeknights that you're available.
It's any night that I'm available.
Any night. Great. Gotcha. So let's say, is today Wednesday? No, today's Thursday. So
Thursday.
That takes us to Sunday night. So let's say on Sunday night, you start working on your free consult. And let's say over the next four nights, there's not a whole lot to do on your free consult. Most of it's just you follow the template. There's only two things to add to it. So let's say the next four nights, you work on writing your free consult, like updating it. And then you have somewhere in there, you might have, let's say, two play dates to look at your specialties list. Just dotted in there somewhere, one of those evenings, a couple of those evenings. Then after that, you simply set up play dates with people, practice the free consult.
How many did you say? Or did you put a number on it?
That would be, take us a week out, because I said the first 3 days is working on your specialties list. The next four evenings, rather, evenings, are working on your free consult.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you're just booking play dates for your practicing your free consult.
Okay.
Because at evening tonight, you can actually book a couple play dates to look at your specialties list for next week, because that'll still buy you 3 more days to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
So starting Sunday evening, for example, you could set up a play date, or Monday evening, and going forward, and just set up a couple play dates for the specialties list. And then you've got another 4 days to update your free consult from that point forward. So that would be Sunday through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Sunday through Wednesday, you're working on your free consult. Maybe give it 5 days, so Sunday through Thursday, something like that. And then from there, you start booking play dates to practice your free consult.
Okay. I got it.
Great. Fantastic. Okay, good. Jenna, are you good, darling?
Yeah, I'm just going to touch base with Heather and Mia, and I haven't heard from, my name's just gone out of my head now, Giovanna. I haven't heard from her. I messaged her.
Oh, Giovanna. Yeah.
Yeah, she's supposed to come back to me with when she was available, and she hasn't done, so I'm just going to push on.
Yeah.
So Heather and Leah are in my sights, and Meryl as well. I know Meryl's had a recent bereavement, so we're going to leave it until he's ready. But he actually texted me, so I mean, gosh, that's me thinking out loud. But yeah, Heather and Leah to touch base with those guys. But I'm okay. Now that we've had our session this evening, and I know what I need to do in terms of tightening up my specialties list and then cracking on with the pre-consult. So yeah, I'm cool.
Great, and price packages too. does that mean, Jenna, that you haven't been able to have your accountability pod meetings because Giovanna's not been available?
No.
Okay.
So I think,
Mary has.
I've been in contact with Heather. Heather's been my sort of main person to touch base with.
Okay,
she's
Mary, have you
list as well?
Mary, have you and Heather been able to get together for yours?
Yes, we're pretty regular with twice a week.
Okay, awesome. Would it be all right if, Jenna, would you like to try and join theirs for the meantime since Giovanna is absent? And they were looking, Heather had written in and said, hey, we're missing our third person because he's not starting the program yet. He has to delay. Is there somebody else that can be our third person? So just so you have, since you're already touching base with Heather, and Heather's already regularly showing up for her accountability calls, do you want to just join in on theirs so that you've got a space in place where you get to have that support?
Yeah, that's fine. If we can make the timing work, yeah, well, I'll make it work at my end. That's fine. I'll message her in that case, because I've just been leaning on her for support, to be honest.
No.
If she has a disability pod space,
okay,
then I'll ask to join.
Well, let's see if it works out, even if it's only once a week that you're able to join, just so you've got a place where this, you've got, you know, people to ask questions to, you've got some place where you get to commit to what you're working on for the next week or next 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah, I'll message her now.
Can I talk to Jennifer a second?
Do that now.
Yeah, go for it.
Sorry?
Jenna? Hi.
Yeah, hello.
Your time zone is the only possible problem to joining our accountability pod, but Heather is the one with the time constraints. So if you want to work out with her what time works for the two of you, then I'm fairly flexible for a short time, because we don't spend a lot of time on the phone. So if you want to work that out with Heather, and then I'll get it from Heather.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you, Mary. That's very kind of you.
Yeah.
Aw. Yay. Thank you, Mary. That was brilliant.
Yes, I do feel a bit like an orphan.
Well,
by myself.
It's actually, we're shifting people around to dance with what's happening in life for them, because definitely there have been unexpected things in different people's lives that have completely thrown a monkey wrench into what their plans were. And so we weren't going to stay in the same accountability pods the whole course anyways, so that you had, you know, more, you get to mix it up. And since we have an opportunity to mix it up now, we might as well. Especially since, Jenna, I don't want you going without any accountability something somewhere, because it's useful on multiple levels, psychologically and emotionally and all kinds of stuff. Progress-wise, so fantastic. Okay, then I'll let you and Heather sort that out and see if you can find a way to that work, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Awesome sauce. All right, lovelies. Well, I'm glad we got a chance to catch up today. Well done on forging ahead despite life's curveballs. Both of you had some curveballs you were dealing with. You dealt with it well. Mary, you brought a great topic up today. Great thing to feel into and think into about how to deal with. And, let me know how it goes with seeing if it works, Jenna. To have you join at least one of theirs, if not both.
Her right now.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, okay.
All right, lovelies.
All right, well, thank you.
Absolutely. Until next time, be well, everyone.
You too.
Take care. Bye.
Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
You are currently the only person in this conversation.